You seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own Muchacho. Jack.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This house is full of ears, but I can't talk to anyone. They've heard this one 1,000 times. The most exciting thing I do, hang halfway out a third floor window. Maybe throw lit cigarettes down, and maybe I'll catch fire. Something warm to hold me. Something pure to burn away the darkness that hides inside my mind. All that evil shit's not hard to find. I guess I only claim to be nice. This house is full of eyes, but I can't look at anyone. They've seen this face 1,000 times. The most relaxing thing I do, hang halfway out a third floor window and look at rocks. If I fall out, well maybe I'll fall hard. Something tough to break me, something sharp to rip into my insides. I guess for me
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Whoa, totally just zoned out there. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am your host today's show for We All Fall Down every week. I hope you guys are having an awesome week so far. It feels like it's been an age since I've been here last. Last week, I was lucky enough to have Torin from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets come on to my show and help me co-host. It was awesome, and it was good times. And he was doing so partially because he's awesome, and partially because his band, the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, are playing a show this coming Saturday at the Bourbon. They're playing a show with Bloodhag and the Boss Monsters, which will be quite the entertaining show. I don't know how else to describe it. Bloodhag will pelt you with science fiction books, and Darkest of the Hillside Thickets will sing all about H.P. Lovecraft and have awesome, awesome costumes for us all to enjoy. It's also an early show, so if you are interested in attending, I believe the show starts at like 8 p.m. I don't know. Usually like eating dinner at like 8, whatever, 8 or 9. Something like that. So be there early if you want to check out the geeky awesomeness. I started off today's show with some Descendants off of their album Milo Goes to College. The song was called Hope, Descendants classic. And then after that I played some Alkaline Trio off of their album Maybe I'll Catch Fire. I played the title track. Yes, I did. Hungry. And there are a couple great shows coming up. Couple awesome ones that I will tell you about in just a second. Maybe not just a second, maybe like half an hour. So I lied. Whatever. I was supposed to go to a show last Saturday. I was supposed to go to two. The Transmitters were playing at the Railway Club, and the Vicious Cycles were playing at Pat's Pub, and there was another show as well. There's a lot going on last Saturday. And I didn't go to anything because I suck, because it was cold and it was raining that night. I remember that. So that kind of prevented me from leaving my warm, dry house. And as you may or may have not noticed, it is getting warmer out there. And this might not affect all of you, but this morning, I feel the allergies coming on. It sucks. The hay fever, the springtime allergies, I could feel it. I woke up this morning and I was like, I was a bit sniffly. I wasn't exactly hit with the allergies, so it doesn't suck quite yet, but I can feel it coming on. It'll start like this afternoon or tomorrow morning. It's gonna suck. That is your pollen report for today, folks. Anyways, getting to the music. For the past couple weeks, for the entire month of January, I was kind of doing like best of 2008 and then special show with Torin, and also like my fourth anniversary show, We All Fall Down's fourth birthday show. So hopefully I can get to some new and exciting music that you guys haven't heard yet. Back to business. I am going to play a new album for you from the Bronx. This is their newest self-titled album with a song called Past Lives. This is the Bronx on We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Impossible to figure out.
Now
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically. That's right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But you know, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. That was a PSA for podcasting. If you didn't know, you can download and re-listen to any CITR show. Actually, most CITR shows. I don't know if all of them are podcasted, but most of them. All of the awesome ones. Anyways, no, they're all great. If you go to our website, which is www.citr.ca, you can download copies of most of your favorite shows on CITR. I just played Shearing Pinks off of their album Ultra Snake. That song's called Knife Fall. Prior to Shearing Pinks, I don't remember what I played. I played The Bronx off of their self-titled latest release. That song's called Past Lives. Bryce tells me that The Bronx are also releasing a mariachi band CD where they're playing mariachi covers of their own songs or something like that, if I remember correctly. That sounds amazing. I'm usually into kitsch factor things like that for a while at least, or I'll hype it up, and then when it's actually released, or when I actually listen to it or see it or whatever it is, then I'm usually pretty disappointed because I've hyped it up so much. Well, it happens a lot. I should probably stop doing that. Anyways, if you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do try to post them every week. I know I forgot to last week, but I will put it up this week. I post my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com if you were interested. So hungry. I woke up this morning wanting a big bowl of oatmeal, and then I just didn't have time because I got distracted. But it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Shh. So tired. I wanted to play some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets for you right now because, as you are probably well informed, by now they are playing a show this coming Saturday at the Bourbon. They don't play very often, so when they do play shows, I try to make it out. And I saw them once in Seattle, and that was awesome. They're playing with Bloodhag, who are actually from Seattle, and a band called The Boss Monsters, which I believe I saw, actually. If it's the same band that played the Tiki Beach Party at Pat's Pub a couple weeks ago, then I definitely saw them. But I have terrible short-term memory, so maybe I'm remembering this incorrectly. But it's an early show, so if you're interested, be at the Bourbon at, 8 o'clock. Does that... that feels strange to me. But be there or be a square. Or if you're already a square, then you better be there. something like that. And so why don't we get to some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets? This is off of their latest album, The Shadow Out of Tim. The song is called Nyarlathotep, and I'm playing it because it's sung in Middle Egyptian, and that is awesome. How many bands do that? Not a lot. One. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets on We All Fall Down. Actually, I take that back. I'm pretty sure that the metal band Nile probably sings in Middle Egyptian every now and then. Or if they don't sing about it, they probably talk about it a lot. So, two bands. Two. Running count.
Oh! marching top to toe.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was The Transmitters off of their latest self-titled EP. That song's called Just the Other Day. Before The Transmitters, I don't remember what I played. played Bison off of their album Quiet Earth. That song's called Dark Towers. Before that was Fucked Up off of The Chemistry of Common Life. That song was called Twice Born. Prior to that was some Blood Hag with their song Frederick Pohl. And I started off that set with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. No. Ah! Sorry. Somewhere in there I played The Misfits off of Walk Among Us. I played Devil's Whorehouse and also The Jolts with The Bargain. I started off that set with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album The Shadow out of Tim. That song is called Nyarlathotep. And once I get my crap together and organize my shit, I will post this playlist online in proper order for your reading pleasure. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about before I told you about some concert listings and such. As you may recall, CITR had our annual fund drive a few months ago. I believe, was it October, November, sometime. It was a few months ago. And we raised a lot of money. We raised a lot more. We exceeded our goals, and that is all thanks to you, fair listener. And I just thought that you perhaps would like to know where that money is going, because when we were trying to solicit your donations, we were saying that we needed the financial help to buy new things, like improve the station, to blah, blah, blah. And the gods have spoken. They have made their decision. We are getting a new computer and a new chair for the on-air studio, which is something that maybe not so much a chair, but definitely the computer. I'm pretty sure I've complained about the computer many times on my show. So we're getting a new computer for the studio, which is super exciting for me. We're getting a new board. I'm assuming that means a new mixing board for the Thunderbird Radio Hell team, which is also great. Speakers for our mobile sound DJs. Discorder is getting a new website, which is also awesome. And a whole bunch of other things. I think we're also getting Serato for some of the other DJs here that want to use that in the studio. And a whole, like, it's a super long list, and I can't really go through all of them right now, but I'm really excited for a new computer here in the studio, because this one is either running out of, like, hard drive space or something, or just, you know, I don't really know. You know, when you have 100 or more people every week using the same computer for whatever, shit's bound to go wrong. So that's exciting, and I'm sure Robin, host of the Inkstud Show, will be excited about a new chair, because that's the only thing I hear him complain about. Squeaky chairs! Squeaky chairs! Robin doesn't like squeaky chairs! So that will be good times. How about some concert listings? How about shows that perhaps you, fair listener, would be interested in attending? I already told you about the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets Bloodhag show that's happening this weekend at the Bourbon. What else would you be interested in? Murder City Devils are coming to Vancouver. I've mentioned this a couple of times. That's going to be an amazing show, and if it's not sold out already, it will sell out. They are playing with the band Past Lives. That is happening February 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. February 14th, perhaps on Valentine's Day, you wanted to go see Bison and Spread Eagle in Surrey. For whatever reason, they're playing at the Amberjack Pub. I've never heard of that place, but I don't go to Surrey that often, so maybe it's the hip place to be.
Otherwise.
Yeah? No? What? It's not awesome. What? Oh, Jesus, Luke. Well, after that smart little joke, Bison are also playing at the Cobalt. They're playing with Jaws February 21st. There you go, Luke.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I guess. It's great. It's just great. I hate my life. Extra Life are playing with Shearing Pinks, a band I played earlier on my show. They're playing February 20th at the Peanut Gallery. The Transmitters, who I also just played for you, are playing with the TVs February 21st at the Media Club. Agent Orange is coming back to Vancouver. They're playing February 22nd at the Balmoral. What else is it going to tell you about? The Creep Show are playing at the Red Room, March 5th, Left Spine Down and Ninja Spy are also playing the same night at the Media Club. Under Oath are coming to Vancouver with Norma Jean. Perhaps you like them. I'm not the biggest fan, but maybe you are. March 7th at the Vogue Theater. What else is going on? Ignite the Sea are playing a show with Fall in Archaea. Yeah, let's just say that's how you say it. And The Perfect Trend at the Sweatshop March 13th. And the same night, And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Funeral Party and Midnight Masses at Richards on Richards. That's probably one of the... They're probably the band that I've seen the most live. I don't know. I lose count of things really, really quite easily. But I know that I've seen them many, many times, and they always put on a good show, so I'm quite excited about that. What else is going on? I know that Lamb of God's coming to Vancouver, playing April 8th at the Thunderbird Arena here at UBC. Nah, that should be good for now. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Turbo Negro is coming back to Vancouver at some point, I think in April. I'm not very good at this. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, and the Taste of Chaos tour. I don't think I've ever been to a Taste of Chaos show, but the Cancer Bats are playing this year, so that should be fun. They're playing with Bring Me the Horizon Thursday and a whole bunch of other bands in the same musical vein, if you will. That's happening March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. And The Haunted are also coming. That's going to be a good show. The Haunted are playing April 7th at the Commodore Ballroom. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, yes, I wanted to inform you, if you didn't already know, that Lux Interior of the Cramps passed away recently, and so I'll be playing some Cramps for you right now. Luke Meat, our music director, is very, very sad. I'm sure he cries himself to sleep every night just thinking about this. So, this is some Cramps for you and for Luke. Single tear. What was what, Luke?
What was the date of Bison again at the Cobalt?
Oh, Bison are playing February 21st.
No way!
With Jaws at the Cobalt.
Wow!
Wow-wee!
Neato.
There you go. Pencil all that one in, folks. That was the Cramps off of Bad Music for Bad People. That song was called TV Set. As I just told you, Lux Interior passed away. They're the singer, the lead frontman of the Cramps. A sad day for stop Cramps fans everywhere, especially Luke Meat. That's it. That will just about do it for my show today. Thank you very much to everyone that listened in and called in. You guys are awesome as always. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and you can even download podcasts for the show through CITR's website, which is citr.ca. Robin and the Inkstud show is coming up next. Robin's not actually here though, so I'll be playing a pre-recorded show. And then at 3 o'clock, I don't know what's going on. The hip-hop guys aren't doing that time slot anymore. They've moved, I think, Tuesday night. And so just stay tuned to CITR all day and every day because we love you and you love us. This, I'm going to leave you off now with some Operation Ivy just because I feel like it. Why not? This is the song Jaded by Op Ivy on We All Fall Down. I will be back next Thursday, guys. Have a great weekend.
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.